When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman, Old School. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple, up there in the O. 5 o'clock hour. Beautiful day out there. A little humid, but we'll take it because in a very short time, after Nebraska's about 7-0, 8-0, hopefully after you beat Ohio State, it'll get a little chilly outside. So we're going to still cherish the days that we get to relish in this heat and complain about the heat. But
8-0, you said.
8-0. Yeah. Let's just be optimistic, right? Let's be optimistic, man. You know, that's the sounds of blackness right there, DP.
Hey,
you made a big shout out to Miss Johnson, right?
The blackness.
Hey, listen here. David Johnson.
Keep on.
My old AAU teammate. His mom and aunt were in the Sounds of Blackness.
Oh.
Now I forget, he played it. We could all pick a song that we could warm up. We'd have a big, boombox up. That's what he played.
So, optimistic. So you're telling me that 8-0 isn't going to be 9-0? That you beat
Ohio State?
Ohio State and then lose to UCLA at home? Is that what you're telling
me? No, I was saying that's when we're 8-0, that's when it starts to get brisk outside.
Okay.
We'll go 12-0, so how about that? It'll be
okay.
Cold. We'll be in a blizzard.
I was going to say,
But people that are happy are quarterbacks. Jordan Love. I'll give Tua more credit because Tua played, obviously been playing a lot long. I'm going to give Jordan Love some credit. I remember watching when they played at home against New Orleans Saints. And he played a decent game, borderline horrible. Until the very end, he got it going. And then he went on a heater. And then obviously went down to Dallas, matriculated on NM. He actually went to San Francisco. And if it wasn't a pass that was, it's on him, a little bit behind the number 85, the tight end, tip ball. I think Green Bay upset San Francisco, but he had played well all season. And I'm going to give him even more credit. I like the Missouri coach just because he dapped up with hype and said, I'm standing on business. Jordan Love said, listen, I am standing on nothing but Utah State business. I played 10 excellent games, and I better get paid. He said, I ain't coming to camp. Forget about it.
Have you seen my girlfriend?
Forget about it. Then it just sent shockwaves down there to Tua. Tua was just laying in the weeds. He just said, I'm gonna find a way to fall. I'm gonna stay upright. You tried to kill me out there. You put me way back out there when I kept getting my bell rung. And I ain't never seen somebody so happy that know he stole. He in that locker room, I guarantee you, that smile on his face is as wide as could be because he knows. Now, this isn't saying that he isn't a good player, but he knows he's getting overpaid.
He knows he can buy the state of Hawaii now.
Well, you see the text line. The text line is already set up that they are not happy.
About that?
They're not happy.
Jake ain't even happy.
They are not.
Austin, hey, Jay, as the biggest Dolphins fan, as Sorensen, I'm as big a Dolphins fan as Sorensen, probably even more. Mm-hmm. And this payday for Tua is be redacted. We are going to suck forever because he's garbage.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's garbage. I actually think he's a good player. I just am surprised that the Dolphins, number one, if you're going to pay him now, you could have paid him last year. And the Dolphins had every reason not to pay him now versus last year. He's gotten injured in some serious injuries where the Dolphins
career altering.
And had they've been questioned by the NFL and all that, you know, put him out. And we've seen it. I mean, it was, all jokes aside, I mean, that was scary, especially the one in Cincinnati where he bounced and, you know, he definitely was not right. So let's be honest. There's not an NFL team, an NFL owner is like, all right, I'm going to do right by their players. Mm-hmm. They ended up paying them. Now, when you have the head coach go to bat for him, which is few and far between, then that's how you get to this point.
Here's the shirt that Tua was wearing, and it was a quote from Ric Flair. Whether you like me or don't like me, learn to love me because I'm the best thing going today.
That he is.
There's nobody out there better available.
No. And that's when you're in a power position.
Right?
Hey, Dak doesn't have a new contract. They could have gone with him.
I was just about to get in there.
No.
We serve that soft bullet for you, Jay Foreman.
Yeah.
If I'm Dak, I'm upset because that's one of the places I told my agent I might want to go. Because the quarterback, Jordan Love, I understand. I think he actually he's Green Bay. I mean, he is. He fits there from where he went to college. He's played well enough. I think the head coach kind of always wanted him. I think Aaron Rodgers, he's a Hall of Famer. What can you really mold around him? Aaron Rodgers knows more than LaFleur. I think that this is his guy. So I think that's a great match. I think McDaniel and Tua are a match. I don't know if it's a great match because when you come from, let's say, the San Francisco lineage, San Francisco hasn't even attempted to make Brock Purdy somewhat whole to be respected. Let me just give you a little bit of a Mr. T starter kit to hold you over to when you really got to get paid. They say, hey, look, dude, we're just going to keep you on your – you know what? You just keep taking us to the Super Bowl, but you're going to keep just getting it underpaid, right? So that's where it's a look. I'm surprised that the Dolphins went that route, considering where McDaniel came from and all that stuff, especially with an injury-plagued quarterback.
So right now, there are three quarterbacks making $55 million per year. Tua is about $2 million behind that. Jared Goff, $2 million behind that. But the three quarterbacks making $55 million a year are Joe Burrow, Jordan Love, and Trevor Lawrence. Jordan Love is actually a year older than Trevor Lawrence. Uh-huh. Burrow's probably the best deal. Who's the next best deal, Love or Lawrence, at $55 million?
Ooh.
The guy that...
They're both the same.
Yeah, I mean, wow. That 18 touchdown, one interception run is as good as we've seen.
From Love.
Even Brady-esque, especially late in the year when it's tough to make those throws.
And considering what they have on the outside.
Right, that he's got no help.
Right.
So there's that. I like that. Trevor has talent down there with him.
That's what I was just about. He's got
some dudes.
And they continue to add stuff to him.
Yeah, they've got some dudes. So I think when people talk about surprise teams this year, Jacksonville's kind of at the top of my list.
Jacksonville's kind of Penn State-y to me.
Yeah.
Jacksonville should be better than that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They have been.
Yeah.
I think Trevor Lawrence will play better this year. With the Tua thing, I think Dolphins are going to regret that. Now, I think the Dolphins should have extended them, but I don't know if to that rate. That's just me.
The other quarterbacks making over 50 million are, so Tua's at 53.1, Goff at 53 even, Herbert got paid this offseason 52.5, Lamar at 52, Jalen Hurts at 51.
That's just, can we just pause for a moment?
The first and last dudes, I got question marks about it. Jalen Hurts and Tua.
Jay, can you walk with me here? Walk us mortals through this. What would it be like to make $55 million a year? What is that like?
I have no idea. But I'd like to try, though. I could figure it out.
Like I want to know.
Hey,
what it's like to, for the team and
let's just do it for a
like.
Day. Let's see how well I do. I know I can pass that class.
Right, like we know that you get you can change how you get paid.
Can we do an internship,
Austin? You literally could say, hey, you know what? I'd like to receive a check once a week for 52 weeks. Can we do that? And they would go, okay, and then. I know, look, I've been in the room. My roommates were NFL dudes. And the day before they actually got a check, like, so these checks were coming. Jay Foreman, NFL dudes are hilarious when it comes to back in the day getting an actual paper check that you have to take to the bank. And on Monday, you get, it's payday, you get them checks. To watch these dudes get those big, you imagine $1 million minus tax every Monday, Austin Norman.
I cannot imagine that.
Jay, did you, like, when you got your signing bonus, did you just deposit it or did you go in the bank kind of, you know?
By that time, they
you had direct deposit.
Yeah, direct deposit, yeah.
You imagine sitting up at midnight just waiting for 1201 for that money to hit the account. Ding. Like, you wait for the notice. It's like, come on. And
F5,
here's the thing. F5. Here's the thing. The players would never buy themselves a 1201, by mind you. And Jay wasn't never sitting on his bed by himself waiting for that deposit to hit. Jay Foreman knew exactly when it was there. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean it's a lot of money. It's just part of. I mean, it's just good timing.
Oh, that's so much.
You know, I would venture to say there were better quarterbacks than Tua when I played. Tua's here. Average quarterbacks are getting overpaid. You got to think Patrick Mahomes is the best in the league. He's not the highest paid. So
will it ever stop? Will it ever stop?
I mean, because of the TV deals. It's not. It's all relative based on the TV deals. Now I will say. The players have more power because of social media. They're able to create streams of income and notoriety and brand, which puts more pressure on the teams outside of the football. So they have more control of their career, which then allows them to get paid more, right? So you see them on commercials and all that. So it's all relative. It's no different than, you know, whether it's NIL now, you know, these guys are taking advantage of
it. Is it a quarterback league?
Yeah, you see, I think these dudes are getting overpaid. What other player? It's always going to be a quarterback league.
Always.
These dudes out here.
Was there ever a stretch where it wasn't in the NFL?
No.
Okay.
No, never.
Okay.
There might have been a time or two there had been running backs up there, but never like that.
Is Matthew Stafford a bargain at $40 million a year?
Yes. He's a bargain at $40 million a year. He's a double bargain at $40 million a year, considering that he's paying California taxes. Now, they did right by him. They adjusted his contract. He'll probably be there for another year. Then he'll be able to, you know, choose if he wants to continue to play. There's a lot of quarterbacks, you know. I mean, whether it's Kyler Murray or, you know, whether it's Tua, all these guys, you know, that
Russell Wilson sitting in a different space.
But it's Okay, let me ask you guys this before we next segment we'll talk about the Bengals, because I think Mike, for you Bengals fans out there, there was a time when Marvin Lewis was there, they were actually on the up and up. You drafted Joe Burrow, you did some stuff, you got Zach Taylor as a head coach, and you started investing in the line. But owners like Mike Brown just cannot, they just have to go back to where you're just
what you do sometimes is what you do all the time.
He's like, he's itching to go back to being the cheapest owner in the league, right? But now I'm going to ask you you two this. Who would you feel more confident in right now? Now, health withstanding, because Russell Wilson is a little dinged up. I think his calf is a little tight or whatever. But who would you feel more comfortable with if you had to win one game right now? Russell Wilson or Tua?
That's easy. R-Dub.
Tua.
R-Dub. Man.
Did you not see him against the Chiefs?
R-Dub.
Tua.
R-Dub.
I would probably go with Russell Wilson until proven otherwise.
Well, what meaningful game has Tua won?
Exactly, Austin. But he's a Colts fan.
I don't know anything about meaningful games.
His quarterback came in.
He's just mad you didn't include Andrew Luck in that
game. My man's quarterback came in there like he was going to a Kappa party.
Yep.
I ain't never met a tough dude at the Kappa.
Brought the cane in. He was twirling. Oh, man. Yeah, no. For me, it's our double. Yeah.
Well, are we taking them with their current teams or plop them on generic NFL Team X?
Oh, generic team. Like, if you had to...
if we're taking them on their current teams, I trust the Steelers to win one game more than I trust the Dolphins. No. But if we're popping them on a random NFL team...
Random NFL team.
Give me Tua.
See, I'm different from you. I feel the Dolphins are more talented than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Dolphins would win. Sure. So then, in that case, I would go with Tua. If you put them on just two generic teams, I'm going Russell Wilson all day, because I think Russell would make off schedule plays to make the team better.
He's a Super Bowl champion. Yeah.
Well, I just think he just has enough experience. Tua versus like Pocket Hercules or any of that, I would give more money to Tua, but I'm not paying Tua $53 million, man. I'm not doing it.
I would have taken Stafford in the same question.
Oh, I take Stafford over Tua.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Stafford's not.
Golf, same thing.
Yeah. I just think Tua, I think the Dolphins will regret this based on the amount of holes that they have on their team. Yeah. You got to think Christian Wilkins is gone. Your defensive dog tempo setter is gone. Mm-hmm. Bradley Chubb coming back from an injury. Phillips, we'll see, right? Mm-hmm. You struck out, and then my man, the cornerback, man, my man is just going through it right now. He gone. And then, Vic Fangio's gone. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk about the Bengals. The reason why we're going to talk about the Bengals in Lincoln, Nebraska, got a Nebraska head coach. You got Cam Taylor-Britt that's probably sitting over there saying, man, if the second best receiver in the league can't get paid and the best number two receiver can't get paid, I'm supposed to be the number one corner. Hey, Asia, we got to talk a little bit, So,
yes, sir.
Anyways. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk about the Bengals' finances, and we're going to talk about my man, Mike Brown, because I got a funny story about Mike Brown. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.